Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. The second trait and characteristics that a just leader needs to have is to be responsible. Responsibility. So, this person who takes on the role of becoming a leader, who takes the role of becoming a president, he has the responsibility of taking care of people. Therefore, if he is not responsible enough, then he should not be there. If he only cares about himself and his wealth and his comfort, then obviously he's in the wrong position. Responsibility is required. Me and you, when we talk about our families, as a husband or as a wife, we have responsibility towards our family. The husband is responsible, the wife is responsible. And as the kids grow up, they also become responsible. Could you imagine what would happen if the father decides to neglect his responsibilities? Or the mother decides to neglect her responsibilities. Obviously, you're going to have a breakdown in that system. Same thing applies when we talk about a government, a system, or an Islamic system. Someone has to be responsible. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyyatah." Every one of you is a shepherd. And every shepherd is responsible for those who are under his care. فَالْأَمِيرُ عَلَى النَّاسِ رَاعٍ, the Prophet said. The leader that places himself a leader on top of people, he's a shepherd. وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتَهِ, and he is responsible for those who are under his care. Therefore, we have to understand that you and I, we have responsibilities towards other things in life. But once we are in leadership, once I run a government, I run a system, then you have a great, great responsibility on your shoulders. And if we fail, then the music that will be played on Day of Judgment for us, it's going to be something different. And that's why being in power is not an easy job. Because when the rights of people get taken under your supervision, then you are in trouble. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, even him, an infallible imam, when he became, or at least when the leadership came to him, and he used to divide everything equally amongst people, and history have not recorded one single incident or poor person during his time, and he would sit and he would clean the treasury and he would sit after wiping and sweeping the floor. He said, I wonder, perhaps there could be someone in Yemen or in Egypt that had not had enough food in his life or have not understood how it feels to be filled all the time. It's a responsibility. A person needs to be aware of that. So presidents and ministers and what have you, it's a huge responsibility that people should be running away from, not chasing it. Because on the Day of Judgment, the burden is massive when you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and millions of people were oppressed because of you. Not you, but the leaders. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Oh. Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دقیقه ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون اینم همو امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. Before I ended with Day of Judgment, that is a great responsibility. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says in this regard, من تولى إرافة قوم, whoever decides to become a leader of a group, أُتِيَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will come on Day of Judgment. وَيَدَاهُ مَغْلُولَتَانِ إِلَىٰ عُنِقِهِ, his hands will be tied to his neck. فَإِنْ قَامَ فِيهِمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ, if he done exactly what Allah wanted him to do with these people, meaning he was just a just leader, أَطْلَقَهُ اللَّهُ, he will be freed. وَإِنْ كَانَ ظَالِمًا, but if he was an oppressor, هُوَيَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ بِأْسَ الْمَصِيرِ, he will be sent to the bits and depths of hell. And what a good end it is. Oh, at least a painful end, not a good end. So the Prophet said that leaders on the Day of Judgment, presidents on the Day of Judgment, anyone in position of power, on the Day of Judgment, they will come with the hands on their neck, without exception, tied to their necks. Allah will say, okay, were you good to your people? If the answer is yes, he will be released and freed. If not, it's a one-way ticket to hell. Allah is not even going to bother asking you whether you prayed or fasted. He was going to say, were you good to your people? So when we say it's a great responsibility that people need to understand, it is a great responsibility. Three, trait number three that people need to have, or at least to be precise, a leader need to have, is حب الخير للناس. He needs to love to give good back to people. He needs to give back, not to be stingy, not to be selfish, and not to be greedy, but yet he needs to love things for people. Imam Ali عليه السلام, he said, أيها الناس, إن لي عليكم حقا ولكم علي حقا. I have a right upon you, and you have a right upon me. فَأَمَّا حَقُّكُمْ عَلَيْ فَالنَّصِيحَةِ لَكُمْ, as for your right upon me, is that I need to advise you and tell you whatever is good for you. So therefore we understand that you as a leader, you need to love people. You need to make sure that you want them to have the best. Now obviously, whether we're talking about a president level, or a leadership level, or sometimes you could be a leader of a team, a leader of a community, a leader of a tiny place, like a mosque, a community center, or what have you. You need to work with the mindset that you want the best for people, not for yourself, because sometimes our ego comes into play. And then we move to number four, which is الرأفة بالناس. You need to have mercy upon people. Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi wa takun al-hakum lahum kalwald al-rahim. If you want to be a leader of a group, you have to be like a merciful, loving, caring father. That's how it works. You need to be responsible. You need to love things for people. And also, you need to have mercy on them. And the list continues, which obviously we have to leave it for later. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.